This is the Carlton Podcast. Here's your host, Tony Moclair.
Hello and welcome to the Carlton Podcast. It's episode Craig Bradley 21. Very exciting to have your company here. I'm Tony Moclair. And as it always is, my co-host, Michael Jamieson. How are you, Jamo?
Very well, mate. Thanks for having me back.
It's tremendous to have you here. How are you?
I'm well. Yeah, same business as usual.
Were you looking calm, relaxed? You had a good weekend? We'll get to that in a minute.
Had a good weekend. It's always nice having a win. Makes the weeks a little bit easier.
Well, we will discuss that in a minute with our next guest. What a coup for the podcast this is. Our next guest made his debut for the Blues during a round one clash against Richmond in 2008. To date, he's played 268 AFL games, exactly half of them in the Carlton Guernsey. He's a, this might give it away, a dual Brownlow medalist, three-time Carlton BNF, All-Australian, club captain from 2008 to 2013. And this week, he confirmed after months of speculation that he will play on for the Blues. It is Chris Judd!
Thank you.
Juddy, how wonderful to have you here. This is your debut in the Carlton Podcast.
My debut, Tony, so it's very exciting.
And you're well?
Very well.
How's your week been?
It's been good. Been pretty busy at the start of it. But look, it was good to, I guess, make the decision. And once the decision was made, to get it out there. And then, I'm looking forward to being able to speak about something else soon. And I'm sure the other boys that get interviewed are feeling the same way.
A conspiracy theorist might point out that the only reason you upped again, as they say in the US military, and decided to go around is to qualify for an appearance on the podcast.
That and to dodge being a house husband next year were the two driving forces for me coming back again.
How is fatherhood going for you?
Fatherhood's great. So we've got a three-year-old now and a six-month-old, and they're lots of fun.
Lots of fun is usually a euphemism for I'm not sleeping. Is that your problem?
Nah, sleep's been fine. They've been pretty good, really. Billy's been really cruisy. Oscar was a challenging baby, but he's three now and pretty much self-sufficient. More or less.
Being the position you're in at the club, does that mean basically you can direct somebody like Michael Jamieson to babysit? Would you trust him with your children?
No, I wouldn't direct Michael. Actually, wouldn't direct many of the boys, I don't think. But maybe Lockie Henderson. I think he's a very trustworthy type.
And no others in a whole playing group?
He's the first that jumped out at me, Tony, to be honest. I'll have a proper think about it and get back to you.
Wow, that is a... Jamo, was that a damning indictment of the playing group?
More so on Lockie, I think. he said, trustworthy. The words that spring to mind are very straight, very boring. Probably doesn't let himself watch TV past 7 o'clock at night, so I think that would just be a good match.
Hang on, you're the man who can't be contacted past 7 p.m.
No, I can be contacted.
Right.
I have the choice of whether I respond.
Ah, right.
Yeah. So you can text me.
Yeah.
But I don't have to write back.
I don't look at my phone much after 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Really?
Nah.
Why is that?
I've just had enough of it by then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, your phone's probably slightly busier than mine.
Wow.
So I'd pay that. I would pay that. And what time do you
find
turn
people
in?
Get trained up with that? They sort of work out you don't respond after 7. They stop texting you, I reckon.
Yeah. But, okay. So... has anybody texted you then lately with anything kind of hugely important, Michael Jamieson, that they want to know after 7 p.m?
Not hugely important. Mark Holmwood would text me a lot. Robbie Warnock's big on texting.
Yeah.
And will crack it if you don't write back. But as Chris just said, he's starting to learn now. He just won't write. He hasn't texted me for a while.
Okay, so you're a man of leisure after that point.
That's
the phone's
right.
Off the hook kind of thing. The smoking jacket is on. The balloon of cognac is by your side.
Single malt.
Beck's bringing you a cigar, a Cuban
cigar.
She's already
got the slippers out.
Yeah.
She's just lighting the underside of the cigar just to make sure it burns nicely for me.
Great. And so the kids are quiet because it's daddy's time. She's bringing you a copy of the Financial Times or the Financial Review.
Yep.
And so all can be heard from the drawing room as the rustle of papers as you get to know the ups and downs of the FTSE 100. Am
exactly
I right? Am I drawing the picture right?
Yeah.
Okay, I love it. Now, we are going to discuss the Gold Coast game. Jamo, your take on that? It was just great to get the points, obviously. Your game was especially good, I thought. I'll
up
get
and down.
To you in a minute, Juddy.
Up and down, I thought.
Your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I thought our first half in particular was pretty good. We've been focusing on our defence for the past... a real focus the past 6 or 7 weeks. I'm not sure if I've mentioned that to you before.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was a real highlight of our first half. I think it was probably an ugly game to watch past that.
How did you pull up from it, Juddy?
Pulled up well. Yeah, I sort of agree with Mick. I thought our first half we really nailed the things we wanted to, and I thought the second half was pretty sloppy. So plenty to work on this week, and we'll have to put four quarters together to be able to get over Geelong.
What's your take on the, and it's, I grant you an overused word, but the mercurial Jared Wade, who had a fantastic game. There were some set shots from the pocket there, which was just great set shot king. And he played a great game, 5 goals. He is very frustrating, though.
Well, he's had a great 3 or 4 weeks of footy for us. And, he's very important to our footy club and to our structures, and he's an incredibly talented player. So, he's really well liked by the playing group, and there's no doubt we're a lot better when Wade is out there. So, we're very hopeful he'll be going around again with us next year.
Speaking of which, I think one of the reasons you alluded to about why you're going around again is that the playing group seems to be really gelling. Unfortunately, finals aren't in prospect, but there seems to be a different spirit in the club in this half of the season. Did that inform your decision?
Yeah, that had quite a big bearing. It just sort of seems like we're at a bit of an inflection point in the club's history, and I think we've really got all 22 players that run out each week are really on board with what we want to do and doing their best to follow through on that. And when that's happening, footy's really enjoyable. So initially, a month ago, I sort of had this thought, it's going to be a shame to leave when we are at this sort of inflection point, and then sort of came to the realisation that I didn't actually have to leave, and yeah, the rest is history.
When you do eventually leave, though, at the end of next season, who will Michael Jamieson borrow money from?
Michael's a funny one, because he's, for the most part of his career, he's been a communist, really.
Really? Oh, yeah. Please, do
and
go
he's
on.
Just,
yeah.
He's What's just that? Starting to get the greed virus now. He's made friends with a very successful property developer.
Oh, yeah.
I know it's not showing up in his dressing yet, but there are the first signs of greed virus really appearing in one M. Jamieson, which we haven't seen before.
So are you talking a bit of a champagne Che Guevara here?
Yeah.
Like, talks the talk about, say, redistribution of wealth and the public ownership
the common
of the means
man.
Of production and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But the finer things in life no doubt appeal to him. He would be doing everything to minimise his tax, I imagine.
A bit more like General Gaddafi. That's what I'm saying here.
Right.
You know, than okay. Che Guevara.
Wow.
Yeah, 280 bill, I think he...
Squirreled away,
and M. Jamieson is just starting to get his snout in the trough.
Is that because Gaddafi was in the leadership group of Libya?
Exactly.
What are you doing with club finances, Jammo?
This is just outrageous.
Well, that's not a response. Do you care to respond to the fact that you've been outed as a communist?
Wolves don't usually respond to the opinion of sheep.
Oh. Thank you, Vladimir Lenin.
No, that's very unfair. Chris knows I'm an extremely generous person.
Right.
Illustrated by the fact I've invited him in here today.
Yeah.
I just think the public needs to know that the M. Jamieson Family Trust is not a charitable organisation.
Right, okay.
You know, being generous to that trust, it doesn't constitute being generous to a more recognised charitable group.
Can I give you the living illustration of what you're talking about, Chris Judd? On the table in front of us are vouchers for Grilled, which we'll get to in a minute. There was one in front of you.
Yeah.
Can you tell me where that Grilled voucher is at the moment?
Well, it's my personal motto or affirmation is live to give.
Yeah.
And I know old Piggy over there.
The only thing you stand by this football club is all you walk around saying is don't hate great.
That's my other personal affirmation. I need multiples. Yeah. The people's champ needs multiple affirmations. And I know Mick likes his snout in the trough, so I gave him the free burger voucher. And I'm sure he'll probably sell them off to the younger players at a half price, or he'll monetize them somewhere.
Well, nothing like a communist to turn a buck.
Straight to charity. What were you embroiled in a couple of years ago with signed jumpers?
Do not know what he's talking about, Tony.
I don't know. It's not on the bio here, so as far as I'm concerned,
stick to the script, Mick. If we can just get through these games.
Yeah,
all right?
Yeah, 1 week at a time.
Yeah.
Mick's doing a great job.
He's not stealing from the club. He's lagging blokes in. I think that's what we've seen today.
This is disappointing behaviour.
Yeah.
It really is. Right. Now, I did want to mention something. We do want to mention the grill competition, just speaking of that. Do you like the good work of Grill? Jammo, Juddy's talked about pigging out on the junk food after a game because you've earned it.
Mm-hmm.
You have earned maybe some junk food 3 or 4 times this season.
Yeah. Yep.
What's your junk food of choice in the Jamieson household?
We usually get a pizza, myself and the white man.
Okay. Well, they are very good at grilled, and I'll tell you why.
Yep.
Because they're our very good friends, and they're giving you, the podcast listener, and a friend, the chance to see Carlton play Port Adelaide at the Adelaide Oval on August the 22nd. That's next week. Grilled are also offering return flights to Adelaide, accommodation, and will be shouting you dinner at the Grilled store in Norwood, which is South Australia's first ever Grilled. So for more information on how to enter, head to the Grilled website, grilled, that's no apostrophe, grilled, grilld.com.au.
Very good steak sandwiches at Grilled. Very good steak sandwiches. Michael chews thumb his nose at our proud sponsors.
Yeah.
But I've partaken in quite a few of them, and they are very tasty, Tony. So.
Well, I know. But if Jamo obviously walked in there, he would urge the workers there to rise up, kill their bosses, and assume ownership of the store, which I don't think would be a good idea. It's been tried before in Russia, Jamo, and about 40 million people ended up dying. But you keep being a socialist if you can sleep at night. Now, just let's preview the Geelong game, and then we'll get on to a bit of a Q&A with you guys, because you both, can I coin a phrase, Jamo? Thinking woman's crumpet, the pair of you, you'd have to say, at the Carlton Football Club.
I agree.
You can't argue with that.
Yeah. Go to Grilled and try the Michael Jamison Modesty Burger. The Geelong game, how are we going to... We came very close last time. It was the infamous put the whistle away game. Menzel pushing the back in front of goal. We just lost, but it was a great game. As far as Carlton were concerned, I reckon. We just didn't get away with the points. How are we going to do it this time? Jamo?
Yeah, much the same as last time. We do have a reasonably good record against the Cats. I know we haven't won one for a few, but I think they've all been within 12 points or so. So we know what we have to do to combat their strengths. I see here we've got Taylor, Christensen, Selwood. There's no doubt Harry Taylor's hit some really good form the past month. I think he took 19 marks or something ridiculous like that on the weekend. So our forwards will have a big job, which sounds strange, but playing on him and keeping his influence down. In the midfield, Chris?
Alan Christensen has been very good for him, as has Jolie Selwood. So they got a raft of blokes that run through there. Stokes was really good against last time. I think he might have kicked four. And obviously Stevie J's, and among others, are a very talented group. So, you know, there's no doubt they're one of the great sides in our comp, and... you know, a really good chance for us to continue to improve and test ourselves against one of the best teams.
So the People's Champ is looking forward to this game?
He is.
Great.
He is. He's the People's Champ or the Thinking Woman Sex Symbol, whichever you want to refer to me as, Tony. I'll okay. answer to,
well,
to both.
Well, all of the above. We're going to test that claim that you are actually the Thinking Woman's Crumpet, because we normally, as Jamo would know, because I think he's the carryover champion in how well do you know
Lee
your
Robinson.
Teammates?
Whatever.
He's not, he, sorry?
What, V. Robinson?
What do you say? He's got street smarts in abundance.
The big scalp.
Yeah.
Well done, mate.
And he knows how to get into trouble. We know that much. No, we'd normally do a quiz on the podcast, Juddy, and some biographical information is kind of presented, and whoever gets in first is the winner. Now, Jamo is very good in the biography of his teammates. So you've won, I think, the last 2 weeks. Would I be right?
Four weeks? At least.
4 or 5.
Yeah.
So with just a change in focus,
yeah.
It's not going to be...
Is this because Chris doesn't know anyone who's currently on the senior list?
No, that's not true. I'm playing to your mutual strengths, your respective
today.
Strengths.
You met Dylan Buckley today. It was a nice moment.
I know Cruz is looking good at the moment. I know he's playing VFL this weekend.
Yeah, that's the big comeback. I think the team's performance last week... And the fact there was no injuries probably warrants not many changes. So I'd be surprised if there is much.
Okay.
I'd concur.
See, you're both very political. Yeah. You both know how to play it. That was beautifully dead batted, Jamo. Did you ever play cricket?
I did. I will admit I did. And I was horrific.
Yeah.
So it was one summer. That was
okay.
It. Yep.
Tennis.
Ask me about tennis, though.
No. Oh. Your dabbling in kind of extracurricular footy activity was umpiring as an under 15, under 16. Is that right, Juddy?
For a small period of time. Yeah,
that was how did you go with that?
Supported my extended family. Obviously, the People's Champ had a tough upbringing.
Yeah.
And then the streets of Sandringham. You had to do whatever you could, Tony, to try and assist with putting bread on the table.
Yeah.
And I did umpire games for a while.
It was
I got in trouble for not tucking my shirt in and having my socks down. That was my main memory of umpiring.
But that's just giving you a that's you giving a finger to authority.
One of the baddest umpires in the business down there in Bayside as a 15-year-old.
Were you tough but fair, or what was the approach?
I was very biased. I was happy enough to wear a spray, but good luck getting a free kick for the rest of the game if you dished one out.
Okay.
That was my strategy.
And would that carry over to the next time the teams played? Do you have a long memory for that sort of thing?
Nah, just for that game.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Then you won't make a good communist, because they never forget.
There you go.
Do they?
We don't.
No, exactly. Well, hopefully you won't forget the answers to these quiz questions. Before we get to them, Juddy, there was a couple of things. Watching your drive with Sam Pang, there was a lot of interesting things that came out of that.
Yeah.
You noticed Sam hasn't asked Jammo to do one. Why do you think that is?
I refused. I've been asked. I refused. I've got better things to do. As Chris said, multiple work placements outside the Carlton Football Club. So I said to Sam, Sam, unless you can drive me to one of my many appointments, I can't do it.
Really?
That couldn't happen. So Chris,
he's not running an Uber service here. He's running a bloody entertainment gig, old Sam Pang.
Clearly, But a lot of interesting biographical information came out of that. As far as you're concerned, now, I've mentioned that you like reading the Finn Review, but you don't read it on match day.
Yeah, well, even this is changing now. A lot of the rules, they're all changing.
What, they will change for next year?
Changing now.
Oh, so you are flexible then in that kind of pre-game ritual?
No rules, yeah.
Wow, how about that?
There used to be no punting on game day either. That's changed. Anyway.
Is he reminding me of at the moment?
Hey.
It's David Brent.
David Brent also worked in paper. Yeah, Wernham Hogg, as you do. Now, you are
I had the feeling you were working towards something, Tony, and we were sort of taking you off track.
No, I do want to know about what it's like being a Visi ambassador. What
was it like?
Oh, is that no longer...
Yeah, that's still going for this year, Mike. And I guess no one really knew what those blue bins were for before I started the ambassadorial role. So to see the small children pick up a milk carton and put it in those blue bins now, and they know what it's for,
what did you call
it
yourself?
It makes all the hard work worthwhile. But there's no doubt I'm the hardest working Visi environmental ambassador they've ever had.
Yeah.
That's without debate.
Sure, yeah.
So, you know, now that everyone knows what those blue bins are for, I figure my work there's done.
I'm wondering if in your role as a Visi ambassador, do you have to attend meetings at like the United Nations of paper?
High-level
stuff. Does that sort of thing happen?
High-level stuff. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And are you allowed to, or is there like a 30, 25-year secrecy clause on the work that you've done?
Generally, that sort of time period.
Cabinet papers will reveal, cabinet, sorry, recycle papers.
For other people's safety, more than my own.
Did you ever have to give anyone refuge in the paper embassy?
Oh, again, Tony, you're touching on very complex issues here.
Well, I think we'll move on from there.
Yeah, let's just get back to the grill burgers.
Yeah, exactly, good idea. Now, you also mentioned you like playing Taboo. So have you been around to the Judd household to play a kind of heart-stopping game of Taboo?
I haven't been invited in for the ball games yet.
What do you put that down to?
Oh, I'm busy. Oh, we've already covered that. Yeah.
Sam Pang could drive you around there.
I've been invited. I haven't been able to make it yet.
Right. Just back to the Sam thing. You mentioned your favourite TV show is The Sopranos.
Yep.
Your favourite character in The Sopranos is...
It was Moltisanti. I did like Moltisanti.
Now, what I found when you mentioned that, do you know that character at all, Gemma?
I do, yes.
Do you remember how he dies?
I stopped watching around then, I think.
Okay.
He ends up lagging him, doesn't he?
Yeah, so you were driving a car. Your favourite character is Moltisanti.
Yeah.
Had you crashed the car then, that Sam would have almost been obliged to go around and choke you to death by holding your bloody nose together. It was a strange choice in that particular environment.
I guess when I was watching The Sopranos a lot was when I first got drafted to West Coast. I sort of saw my role in the organisation as a sort of an up-and-comer.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, was that handed to you by the club saying, watch this, it's the best guide to...
This is how we do things around here.
Yeah.
This is where we see you as part of the picture. Yep, exactly.
Juddy, we have been sent in some questions.
Yep.
Now, you can answer these to the best of your ability. Jam, I'm going to throw these at you as well. Mm-hmm. Because, let's be honest, Pang is never going to get you in the front seat of that car. You've blown your chance. Chris Judd, who is the last band or artist that you saw live?
Oh, wow. I reckon the Hilltop Hoods a long, long time ago.
Where was that? In Melbourne?
In St Kilda.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool Chappelle an artist.
Hey?
Go with Chappelle.
Oh, Dave Chappelle. I love Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
That was good. But yeah, I've never been to a lot of live music, but really enjoyed Dave Chappelle's show this year.
Okay. Well, you're over in Adelaide next week. You might be able to catch the Hilltop Hoods. They are from there, of course. Jammo? Last artist you saw live?
Future Islands, two weeks ago maybe.
Yep.
Prolific in the live music gigs.
You are?
Big time.
Right. Do you? Are you up at the back with your arms crossed or do you like to mix it in the mosh pit? Okay.
Big time.
Throw the arms around or not?
Big time.
Is that wise?
Yeah, I'm strapped.
All right. Yeah. Okay, good. Just mind that shoulder, please. Bad habit, Michael Jamieson, that you wish you could break?
I thought I had broken it.
Yeah.
But he's re-signed. Spending too much time with the Judd Meister.
Chris Judd, bad habit?
Bad habit. I don't know. Always sort of like pulling that silly face, I reckon.
It's not silly. It's a thinking. See, it's your thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. If a film was made about your life, Chris Judd, who would play the lead?
Vin Diesel.
Johnny Depp or
Vin Diesel.
Pitt.
Oh, okay. Aiming low there. Bruce Willis. I like that.
Bruce Willis.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe Bruce Willis.
Yeah, not Toadfish from Neighbours for you. Okay. Jammo, who would have the honour of playing you in a biopic?
Going a little bit grey, so I'm thinking Clooney.
Right.
Okay. Gary Oldman. Someone great.
What aspect of pre-season training do you dread the most, Gemma?
The start.
Right. The middle and the end as well?
Yeah.
Or just the start?
I'm not great at pre-season trainings.
Okay.
I don't like hot. Like, I'm a winter person. So, pre-season. Cold, miserable. Mm. They're my sort of conditions.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you seen Jammo buckle at anything you've done in Arizona? Have you looked at him and thought, I cannot rely on him because he is weak as piss?
I didn't see Jammo a lot. Up the mountain, to be honest.
You didn't go. That's probably the main reason.
Okay. So have you not done Arizona, Johnny?
That contributed to why I didn't see him up the mountain. But that's not to say I wasn't watching, in other...
You weren't there in spirit.
I was there in spirit, Tony.
That's... So have you not done Arizona?
Well, I didn't go this year. I went the year before, but I didn't do a lot of hiking in the end. I pulled out a bit sore from the journey over.
Yeah.
We went on the plane. Then we started training, like straight off... plane into training. Groin's got sore, pretty much sat around for the next 2 weeks.
That's a long way to go for groin soreness, isn't it?
You still get that altitude, Tony.
Oh, okay.
Still forget that.
Alright.
So, yeah, that was Arizona.
Well, will you be doing Arizona start of next year?
Technically,
or the end of this?
No.
Okay.
Technically, no.
Alright. That's all you'll say on that? Alright.
I'm going to help you. Hey?
Alright, no. Alright, last question I'm going to ask. No, actually... This one I do actually want to know, because Jammo is a bookworm, as you would know.
Everyone knows that.
What are you reading at the moment, Jammo?
Nothing.
Book club reading.
No, that's unfair. I just read... Is it Born to Run? I always forget what it's called. Born to Run.
Yeah.
That was really good.
That's a biography, or what is it?
Stuart McDougall, I think his name is. Wrote about the sort of native Mexicans in the Tamahura Mountains, I think. Mm-hmm. And they're just... They just run ridiculous kilometres a day. It's about their sort of story. It was really good.
Okay.
And they've sort of... I'll move on, Chris.
Juddy, are you reading anything in particular?
I'm reading Agassi's biography at the minute.
Who's?
Andre Agassi.
Oh, okay.
But particularly in footy season, I'm an incredibly slow reader. So, this could be a three-year project.
Okay, have you got to the bit where he does methamphetamines and cleans the house?
I haven't got to that bit yet.
Because if anything proves how evil drugs are, if they're a thing that forces a man... or compels a man to do housework when he shouldn't. Surely that is the most strident anti-drug message you will ever hear. How many pages are you into it?
Oh, I don't know, maybe 70 pages.
Okay.
Yeah.
Off-season reading, have you got that lined up?
I read a bit more after the footy season.
Yeah. You're reading to your three-year-old at the moment?
Yeah, we read to him every night.
Favourite book is?
Their Very Hungry Caterpillar was strong for a while, and they're just sort of on a truck and car book at the minute.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
What sort of father do you think Michael Jamieson will make? An absent one, right. Jammo, do you want to respond to that?
No.
All right.
I just let him do his thing. The Timber Merchants Association announces that it will host 3 free events across Victoria to support builders and tradesmen so they can make more profit and money. These events are a great way to learn how to connect with your customer and supplier to create a healthy and sustainable business. In this digital age, customer satisfaction and strong supply chain relationships are keys to success in the construction industry. These events will help you learn how to use your merchant and business networks to increase business profitability by being ethical, sustainable, and connected. These events are located across the state at various locations. Ballarat on the 22nd of August, Blackburn on the 15th of August, and Bendigo on the 29th of August. There are plenty of spaces, but it's important to book, so go to Facebook and look up Building Your Trade and click on the events page, or go to www.timber.asn.au and click on the link Young Builders.
We've already talked about Geelong, so we're getting onto the quiz now. It's basically a test of your IQs. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
All right. Jemma, you ready? You can't see the answers from there.
Writing this down?
No, you're not writing it down. It's the first in. Yeah, first person in, yeah. With your number.
I don't like jumping in.
No, you're right. You're such a shy, retiring petal. Okay. An Appaloosa is a breed of which animal? Yeah.
People's chant. I was going to say it was a type of apple. An Appaloosa, that's your basic orangutan.
Close. I'll pay that. It's a horse.
Yep.
I thought it was my guy next.
You can't go after he's given the answer.
Exactly.
Before he said his answer, Chris. Yeah.
How many wives did Henry VIII have?
Had a couple twice. Are we counting marriages or wives?
Wives.
Marriages?
Well, he married the same one a couple twice. I'll say five. Six. Six.
I was trying to help you there, Juddy. For God's sake.
No help.
Yeah, all right. There was six. Well done. It's one apiece. What is the capital city of Romania? What would it be? If you end a season, you won't be going to Noosa, Juddy. Beck says, we're not going to Noosa this year. We're going to my other favourite holiday destination. It is the capital of Romania. It is...
We're going to go on a weightlifting holiday in
Bucharest.
There you go.
Jammo, wow.
I'm bad at most subjects, but geography is right at the top of the stink pile.
Okay. What is the chemical formula for sodium?
Na.
Thank you. Jammo, 2-1. Juddy.
Hydrogen, helium, lithium, brilliant, boron, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, fluoride, fluorine. Next.
All right.
We need something on the stock market.
What type of acid is found in milk?
Lactose is an acid.
Yeah, that'll do. Lactic. What year did World War II end?
Tell you where lactic acid is found now, pre-season.
1945.
39 to 45. Jamo, I'm going to pay that one to you. It's 3-2. Name.
Hey! What two? You give him the orangutan.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
I'll make the rules. He's Chris Judd. Name the song and the artist of the following lyrics. The shades go down, it's in her head, painted room, can't deny there's something wrong. Which Pearl Jam song is that?
Oh, I couldn't tell you. Don't do Pearl Jam.
Juddy, Pearl Jam fan?
The shades go down. Yeah.
It would have been sung earnestly.
Is it the one with the really long title?
No. Staring at the woman in the country shop window or something, or the country store. Like no, it's Daughter.
Oh,
yeah. And I'm the winner. There we go.
Yeah.
Who is featured on the front of the current Australian $100 note? Which famous singer?
It's going to be wild, man.
Famous singer from maybe 100 years ago?
No.
She was a dame?
Dame Melba.
Correct, Jemmo. You are 4-2. Which rapper was born Calvin Broadus Jr.?
This is you. Eminem.
Wrong. Chuddy?
Sounds white.
Have a good sniff around this question.
Kid Rock.
No.
No.
You're out.
Is it like 50 Cent or something?
Oh, look, that's close enough. Snoop Dogg. No. Okay.
I'll pay that.
Okay. Last question.
Can't lose.
Who painted The Last Supper?
Da Vinci.
Da Vinci. What do you think, Chris Judd?
No, Michelangelo?
Close enough. It was Da Vinci. Yeah. So, well done to Chris Judd.
Thank you. The people's champion.
What about that?
Yeah.
Crikey, you were on fire then.
Thank
that
you.
Was unbelievable.
Right,
was.
Impressive, Chris.
Whatever you do, don't retire from quiz nights.
Yep.
All right? Absolute pleasure to have you in here.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tony.
Hope to see you in here next year.
Goes without saying.
Do you think you would come back to the Carlton podcast? And
I don't see any reason why I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if it's Mitch Robinson? Will that change?
There'd be one reason. No, no, you're okay. Other than that, I can't see any reason.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Juddy, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you here. I've witnessed a great act of generosity from you to give your grilled voucher to Michael Jamieson.
Thank you.
Jamo, you'll be sharing that with the starving children in Africa, would you? Or
of course.
Of course.
It goes without saying, I'll be over to Bali at some time in the off-season, so I'll take them over.
Good for you. Good luck, and we'll catch you next week on the Carlton podcast.